Good morning. It is July 9th, 2016. The time is 05:59 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Saturday morning. And the missus is going to try and keep quiet while I do this audio and stuff. Good morning. I'm having my coffee this morning up earlier with the animals, and sort of noted that in a wave response to Paul Omani's anchor that he did this morning. He is over there on anchor, and it was good to see. It's good to see that he's over there along with Dolores, and Bernie Gobach did a anchor too. So the old, how did Dolores put it? The old gang is getting together. The old gang of the program, formerly known as Audio Boo, is over there on anchor. And we've got the community reforming over there. But I'm still here. I want to talk about water. I've been making it, not a mission, but a thing. And I've been doing it here for probably about, what'd you say, about a month and a half, I think? Maybe at least a month. Yeah, at least a month. I'm just asking the missus here, sitting here having our coffee, that I've been drinking 8 glasses of water a day, or try to. I've been pretty successful the majority of the times. A few days I probably come up short 1 or 2 glasses, but everyone has heard of that advice. You drink eight ounces glasses of water a day, and that's about 1.9 liters, I guess, when it's all added up, a day that I'm drinking, which isn't that difficult to do. But although the 8x8 rule isn't supported by hard evidence, it remains popular because it's easier to remember. I thought that was what we were supposed to be doing, but I guess, but how much water should one drink each day? It's simply a question of simple question with no answers. Studies have proven or produced various recommendations over the years, but the truth, your water need depends on many factors, including your health, how active you are, and where you live. Every day you lose water through your breathing, perspiration, urination, bowel movements. For your body to function properly, you must replenish the water, its water supply, by consuming beverages, food, and that contain water. So how much fluid does the average healthy adult living in a temperature climate need? The Institute of Medicine determined that an adequate intake, which they call, they got an acronym, AI. I thought that was AI was alternate intelligence or something like that. For men is roughly 13 cups or 3 liters according to them. So I'm actually, on their recommendation, I'm drinking less, but I don't know what but that's total consumption. So, you know, you throw in a couple cups of coffee and, you know, sodas, and, you know, if you drink juices, there's water there. So, but the, everybody, like I said, has heard of the advice, drink eight ounce glasses of water a day. And like I said, totals up to about 1.9 liters of water I'm drinking a day now for, what, a little over a month. And I guess I'm mentioning in this audio sort of a benchmark of a sort, because I think prior to that, I would be drinking like 8, 10, 12 glasses of coffee a day at work. Yeah. that got me jacked up on the caffeine. But I've cut that back down to maybe 1 or 2 in the morning, and I concentrate on the water mostly at work. And I'm finding, I feel a lot better. There's days I've gone to the loo or the bathroom a few more times than I normally do, but that's probably because I'm drinking that extra third or fourth cup of coffee too that has caffeine in it, or else a soda that has on top of the water. So my body is just sort of evening it out. But I do feel a lot better. I think once I've got this started, I sort of don't have to. I used to jot down on a little notepad, you know, hashtags on how many, what number glass I'm taking right now and stuff. I don't have to do that no more, but I still do it just for, I don't know, it's out of habit, I guess, when I'm at work and I have a notepad there and stuff, and that has my day's work sort of posted on it, in a sense, the little scribbles that I do during the course of the day that reminds me what I'm doing and all. So, but I've been doing 8 glasses, and it's good. So how many glasses of water do you do? How much water? I think prior to doing this, I think there were some days I think the most I would drink would be maybe 3 or 4 glasses, sometimes maybe 1 glass a day, because I figure, oh, I'm getting a lot of water from the coffee I'm drinking or the sodas, and, you know, you drink a lot of sodas or too much coffee. That's not healthy. But drinking water is, and I just thought I'd do an audio about it. Of course, there are. You may need to modify your total fluid intake, your water intake, depending on how active you are. And that depends on your exercise intensity, exercise, your environment, and health conditions and stuff like that. But so drink a glass of water or other calorie-free, low-calorie beverage. And drink water before and during exercise. That's all. You always need to stay hydrated. So I've been pretty hydrated over this last 30-plus days and stuff like that. So I'm going to continue doing that and maybe do another audio at the end of the summer, because are we in the dog days of summer right now, do you think?
Right now.
Right now? Okay. Yeah, it's been pretty hot lately here the last week, 90-degree weather.
90, 95,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and that's going to continue all next week. So, you know, when it gets warm out, you need that extra liquid of H2O in you to keep you hydrated. And so drink a glass of water, and also have a good day wherever you may be. Live life, have fun. Ciao for now, and as always, peace.